the program, you, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you might like. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have there for you. You actually can control the content of the website. The way you do that is you submit show prep to it. So you find something online you think is interesting. Maybe it's a YouTube video. Perhaps it is maybe a news article or a blog post. You find it. You put it on our website. And then others get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website. So you can see that and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. We're broadcasting live, as we will be both Friday and Saturday nights, broadcasting live from the 2012 Liberty Forum here in Nashua, New Hampshire, the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel, as it has been for the last several years. It took a year off, unfortunately, in 2011, but it's back in a big way, and we're seeing what appears to be a fairly good crowd for the first evening. At least if our studio audience is any indicator, people are already here enjoying themselves and meeting new folks, new faces here at the Liberty Forum. And really, that's what this event for me is all about, is meeting people that I've not had the chance to meet before, whether they be special guests who might be speaking at the Liberty Forum, or maybe they're just folks that are here attending, because everybody has an interesting story. Everybody is here for different reasons. But overall, the overarching theme, of course, is that, well, it's the Liberty Forum, so people here are pretty friendly to the ideas of freedom. And you know, that makes for great conversations, because when you start a conversation with somebody at the Liberty Forum, you know you don't have to cover the ground rules or the basics of liberty with them. They're already there with you. You can get into the more esoteric matters on various different issues if you like, or just, you know, kick back a few, enjoy some libations and talk about whatever. It's a great group of people, and you don't want to miss out. If you can get to Nashua, New Hampshire at any time this weekend, it will be worth your while. You can still walk right in and get a day pass. You don't have to buy for the whole weekend. Come on up. Don't miss this event. It's fantastic. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. That's where you can learn more about this event. And one of the things we always do at Liberty Forum is we talk to some of the guests that are here in the hotel, some people that are here to give speeches, for instance, and or appear on panels, etc. And Mark, would you like to introduce our next guest?
Right. You know, and everybody gets to have their favorites, right? Everybody gets to have the people that they like to. And this one's mine. Dan Itza, you are... I'm going to get a little superlative here. Probably the premier expert on New Hampshire's Constitution. You know, obviously, it's a relatively small state, not a lot of people contending for it, but you know the history of New Hampshire's Constitution in a way that most folks don't. Tell me how New Hampshire's Constitution influenced the U.S. Constitution.
Well, first of all, you have to realize that the New Hampshire had the first government restrained by a written constitution in the history of the world.
Wow.
January 5th, 1775. You'll notice that's like a year before.
They hadn't even bought a
I'm sorry, 1776. It's 6 months before the Declaration of Independence. It happened because the people of New Hampshire had rolled a cannon up to the governor's front door. And
they sound pretty upset.
he was harboring somebody inside that they wanted to bring to popular justice.
Gotcha.
And they were demanding this individual come out. I've never figured out what he is. I did know his name at one time. But the governor decided it was no longer safe for him. He retreated to Nova Scotia and became the governor of Nova Scotia. But all of a sudden, as that year progressed, 1775, the social structure of New Hampshire broke down and got more lawless and more lawless out in the hinter regions. And come December 21st, the colonial legislature said, "We've got no government." And so it took them about 10 days to write a constitution, ratify it, and so we had free government. It was in many ways, it was the last that we then used that throughout the War for Independence, and then toward the end, starting in 1779, we had the world's first constitutional convention. And that was important because now you had a body independent of the legislature creating the rules by which the legislature and the executive and the judiciary would govern.
Well, it would seem, were many of the people in the Constitutional Convention end up being legislators?
There was crossover, but it was not a, it was not uniformly the same, okay. Same body. And we are the only body politic that has ever rejected a proposed constitution. We rejected the first draft and the second draft and adopted the third draft. That third draft was the last of the post-colonial constitutions.
I was going to ask you about that, because many people will say that, well, New Hampshire, it just copied some stuff off the good constitution.
Well, that was exactly... Well, it's often knocked off as a copy of the Massachusetts Constitution, but it's not. It has very substantial and significant differences. It actually went through and borrowed the best of all of the previous 12 constitutions. And as a result, I'm an engineer. So I set up a spreadsheet and I took out...
You're state rep too.
I'm a state rep too. But I identified quintessential liberties that are put forth in the state constitutions, about 15 or 16 of them. And only New Hampshire has them all. Because we went through and we took the cream of the crop. We took the best articulations. And people talk about our right of revolution.
I was going to... And
they say, oh, we're the only state that has that. Wrong. We are one of five states that has that.
Oh, okay.
But no. only ours in Maryland's, not Massachusetts, only ours in Maryland's has that last sentence. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
I love that language, and I like the idea of this right to revolution. And there's a lot in the New Hampshire Constitution that's really up.
It's not a right to revolution. That's just the title that some government functionary put on it. There are no titles in the Constitution. If you read that article, it says that whenever the ends of government are perverted and the public liberty manifestly endangered and all other right of method of redress is ineffectual, the people may and of a right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. So that's election, constitutional convention, not the nuclear option, hopefully.
So, but
the word ought means it is an obligation, a duty. Mm-hmm. It is not a right to revolution. It is a duty.
It's all good, but unfortunately, you know, the words on paper don't really seem to do very much when you've got little tyrants wearing black robes that interpret it in whatever way they want to. So, for instance, there's supposed to be the freedom of the press in New Hampshire, but I've been banned from a courthouse property for asking people questions with a video camera.
Who has the authority to interpret the Constitution of New Hampshire?
Men with black robes.
Where? Does it say that in this document?
That's usually how it goes.
General. Does it say that in this document?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, I'm
the answer is no, it does not. Part 1, Article 35, gives the judges the duty of interpreting the laws. Every other place that word laws appears in the Constitution of New Hampshire, it means laws pursuant to the Constitution, not the Constitution itself. And, in fact, in that same article, when they meant Constitution, they said Constitution, referring to the term of office. If they had meant laws and constitution, they would have said laws and constitution. The power of interpreting the Constitution of New Hampshire is given to the people of New Hampshire in Part 1, Article 38, in which they are directed to read, study, and discuss the Constitution, use it as the measure of whom they send to Concord, and it is they, the people, who have the right to require the lawgivers and the magistrates, and that includes the judges.
Well, I sure hope that we can start to see the people of New Hampshire holding these people accountable, because it seems like right now, if you want to stick with us, we can...
I'm with Dan
Itza here in a moment, because it seems right now they're just doing whatever they want to, and there's nothing we can do about it. More coming up here at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly. Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound.
Quiet relief so I can work.
No more ringing. No more loud fans.
And I sleep like a baby.
If you're suffering from tinnitus, I urge you to try Quietus.
After trying Quietus, the ringing stopped and I felt like I got my life back.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3379. That's 1-800-713-3379. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-713-3379. That's 1-800-713-3379.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,776.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,819.99, $909.99 for a half ounce, or $455 per quarter ounce. That's $1,819.99, $909.99, and $455.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Liberty Forum will be here all weekend long, and I'm excited. I'm glad to be here again. It's always a great time to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. If you would like to get on the air and bring up whatever you want, you can still do that. Obviously, we also have special guests in here, which is unusual for Free Talk Live. This show is a show that is focused on taking calls about whatever's on your mind. So the phone lines are still open. It's rare that we have guests on the show at all, but when we're out on live on location with all manner of interesting people surrounding us, it would be folly to not open up our third microphone to many of these interesting folks. So again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We'll continue in moments, but first.
You know, a lot of people are like me and they just don't have the time to sit down and carve out a time part of your day to read a book anymore. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got every category that the big box bookstores have, whether it's business, classics, fiction, history, science fiction, everything. The popular books, and there's more than 150,000 titles available at Audible.com. It's fast. It's easy. It's affordable. I can do it, so I know you can do it. Audible.com. You can go get a free download. Just find out how easy it is. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They'll ask you for some information there, and they'll give you a free download. If it isn't everything you imagine, you can cancel the subscription. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook.
All right, so we're here again at the Liberty Forum. We're at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. Be here all weekend. Lots of great speakers will be here, and more importantly, hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all in the same hotel. It's a great time. Highly recommend you come up if you possibly can. If you can't make it up this weekend, well, just keep listening, because we'll be talking to a number of those speakers here on the show. And then start making plans for next year, because this is an excellent event that you really don't want to miss, if you love freedom, that is. If you're a fascist or a socialist, stay away. But Dan Itza is here with us. He is one of the state representatives and a fairly long time state rep. We've been here, about 6 years now, Mark? And I'm pretty sure you've been a state rep ever since we've been here. So how long have you been in the State House? Oh, let me turn on your mic. That would help, huh?
Get nice and close to that mic, too.
I'm in my sixth term, so I'm completing my 12th session.
Okay, great.
And what another distinction you have besides being a state rep, and everybody has to have a real job too here in New Hampshire, because state reps get paid what?
$200 a year, which works out to $184.76 after taxes, plus mileage, and the money's in the mileage.
The money is in the mileage, sure. what do you guys get, like 33 cents a mile or something?
Actually, we get 44 cents a mile.
You can drive big cars to the state house. And, you know,
I do.
I'm sure if you're up there up there in Coos County or something, that mileage is really important. But you're an engineer also. And as I introduced you previously, probably one of the premier experts on, I'm going to go ahead and say, the premier expert on New Hampshire's Constitution. And there's some interesting distinctions about New Hampshire's Constitution. And one of them is that, it's not, because we're always taught in school, judges interpret the Constitution. But that's not so in New Hampshire. Essentially, the people do in the form of the general court, right?
That is correct. And we are the general court. That is the proper name for the body. And one of the interesting...
That's the state house, I should say.
Well, no, that's the legislature.
Right.
The House and Senate collaboratively are the general court.
I did not know that. All right.
And one of the interesting things is in talking about freedom of speech, which that's right, it's Article 30. Which is kind of in the freedom of deliberation, speech, and debate in either house of the legislature is so essential to the rights of the people that it cannot be the foundation of any action, complaint, or prosecution in any other court.
What does that mean?
One more time on that. Okay. Translate that for me.
Well, the thing of where I was really going with that. Okay, what it says is we the reps and senators cannot be restrained in what we say on the floor, because it's so important to the liberty of the people that we say whatever we need to.
Uh-huh.
But it cannot be the foundation of any action or prosecution in any other court, which means we are a court.
I guess that makes sense.
Right. I mean, so we are the general court. Until 1966, we created all of the judicatories, all the judicial courts of the states, of the state.
I think there's no doubt that New Hampshire's Constitution is probably the best in the whole country.
In my opinion, it is.
And I think that it shows that it's the proof's in the pudding, and that New Hampshire is the freest of the 50 states. So I think there's something to the idea that having a well-worded constitution makes a difference. Unfortunately, New Hampshire's got a load of problems, just like in a lot of other places. And as Lysander Spooner put it in the late 1800s, either the Constitution authorized the tyranny that we have today, or it was powerless to prevent it. And I gave you an example previously of how I've been banned for life, forever, until they decide to rescind this ban, from a piece of property which I believe to be public, the county courthouse in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. Myself and other folks as well, there have been at least three people, including myself, who have been given no trespass orders by the man calling himself the sheriff from this particular location. And the reason they claim is because we were harassing the employees. Now, their idea of harassing is us standing in the parking lot with video cameras asking questions. This happened after the employees of this very court dragged a friend of ours in handcuffs out of the courtroom because, or not the courtroom, but out of the lobby and arrested him because he had dared to bring a video camera into the building. And, you know, when I read the New Hampshire Constitution, I believe it's Article 22, which is the freedom of the press, if I'm not mistaken, that it shall be inviolably preserved. I believe that's the language. But inviolable, that's a pretty serious sounding term. But yet,
you know what it means?
It shall not, basically, there's no way in hell this is going to be
violated.
Yeah. It shall not be violated. And so so they have been violating it in the very courts of New Hampshire, not the general court. You can bring cameras in there, your court.
We can bring all kinds of things in there.
But right, guns even, too. But you can't bring guns or cameras into the courthouse buildings in New Hampshire. Although they've been playing around with the rules over the last several months. They've changed them one way, and then they've changed them a different way. But during the time in which they had banned them, Jason Talley from Talley.tv had brought a camera in, and they arrested him for it. So we wanted to hold them accountable and ask them questions about why they would arrest a member of the media for bringing a camera in, try to do his job in this building. And they didn't like that very much because we can't go in the building with cameras and ask them questions to hold them accountable. So we stood in the parking lot and waited for them to come to work and waited for them to leave work. The only chance we have to try to hold them accountable. So their solution to that, we'll just ban you from the entire courthouse property and threaten you with arrest. I mean, so
do you have a petition for redress?
You know, I've been working on that. It's just been a bit of a difficult process because I've got a lot of things to do with my life, right? You know, I don't have a whole bunch of time.
Do you understand the process?
No, not at all. Why don't you tell me?
What you need to know, first of all, you have to understand that there are two constitutions that positively protect your protect your right of redress before the legislature. It did exist in pretty much all of the constitutions, post-colonial constitutions. That you had a right of redress before the legislature.
It's supposed to be in the federal constitution too.
It is there. It is there.
In part, and they ignored that.
Yeah,
the Supreme Court basically said, "Yeah, you can send us your grievances, but we don't have to read them."
Who are you supposed to petition to? Who does the first article of the Bill of Rights speak to? Congress shall make no law.
Sure.
So who do you address your grievance to?
You assume Congress.
Correct.
There's more coming up here because I want to find out what happens if I put this grievance out there and it's ignored.
Well, you don't put the grievance out there.
We'll come back with more in a moment here. This is Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, we're here at the Liberty Forum 2012 Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire's Crown Plaza Hotel. All weekend long, by the way, we'll be broadcasting live both Friday and Saturday nights. And we're here to talk to you, of course, about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. Also, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there in different flavors for you. The broadband version is available. The mid-band and narrow-band version, all there and all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, you can learn about our great radio stations, over 100 of them across the country. That bring you this show at various different times throughout the week. Satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel. There are so many different ways to listen, and we've also got listen lines. So if, for instance, you can't connect in any other way, you can always call via any phone that can dial long distance. There's also our webcam. The audio is working on the webcam tonight, but since we're on location, there's no video there. So you can go and enjoy all of that over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, I feel like, you know, I don't want to be too, niche in this conversation. This is an international show, and we're talking with Dan Itza here, who's one of the state representatives here in New Hampshire, about some of the things that make New Hampshire unique. And we are talking frequently on this program about New Hampshire and the things that are happening here and how it is that liberty-minded people are moving in as part of the Free State Project, something that you're very familiar with, Dan, as I understand it. You've been well aware of the Free State Project for a long time. And so what we're focusing on here is something that makes one of the many things that makes New Hampshire a unique place, and that is this, you know, the right to redress of grievances, the right to have grievances be heard by the state legislature. And this is something that doesn't really exist in other places, or does it? Are you aware of that? How many other states?
It's still in the Maryland Constitution, mm-hmm. unamended as it is in ours. It existed in most of the state constitutions, though most of them have been amended so that you have the right of redress before government or before those in government, so it admits to redress before other branches of government. Massachusetts exchanged their right of redress before the legislature for their petition process, which specifically says you can't modify anything about the judiciary. Thank you. Now, if you look at our Constitution, Part 1, Article 17 clearly puts the jurisdiction over criminal issues in the judicatories of the state, the court, under the judiciary. Part 1, Article 20, by inference, because you're guaranteed a right to trial by jury, clearly puts civil matters between two or more persons in the judicatories of the state. However, Part 1, Articles 31 and 32 clearly make controversies of the people against the government. Criminal is the government against the people. The people against the government, the jurisdiction is the legislature. And that's very, very important for a couple of reasons. First, it costs nothing to come into us. That was taken care of in Part 1, what's now Part 1, Article 7, because William Plummer, during the first 8 years of our republic, reps were taking fees for entering petitions for redress.
Oh, boy.
And that says that you cannot take any money or be compensated for any matter before the general court. So, and that's why that's there. It also demonstrates that, indeed, we did have this petition process in addition to the House journals.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because one of the frustrations for me has been when these government goons are attacking peaceful people in New Hampshire, which happens all the time. You know, a lot of people can't afford to go to court. And also, I not only do I not want to pay the court just on a principled matter, I could afford it if I wanted to, but I don't want to give them money because I think they're criminals.
But they aren't the right. They are not the constitutional venue.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's
the legislature is the constitutional venue.
And so what you're saying is that there's a prohibition on the legislature charging people to come before them and air this grievance. And that you're saying that this grievance process doesn't exist in other places.
It is not in any practical sense, no. And it hasn't existed here for 100 years.
Why? What happened for those 100 years?
Well, it begins in 1818. And you kind of look at the, it's historical, it's period. 1816, 1818, you're 35 years out from the foundation of the state. John Langdon, president during the Revolution, president during the first, under the 1784 Constitution, one of the first U.S. senators, president of the first U.S. Senate, comes back, he's governor, state senator again. He passes away in 1819. So these people, the founders of the state, have retired from government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, the first period of our republic, the most frequent action before the general court was petitions for redress. The most frequent object of those petitions was the judiciary. 1816, 1818.
So people were being aggressed against, they were being harmed, and they were coming to the legislature overwhelmingly saying there's serious problems.
And the legislature would correct it. Or if there was a loss of due process, the legislature would look at the court and say, do-over.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a flip-flop in the legislature. The flip and the flop each replace all of the judicatories of the state. We had then until 1966 the power to just wipe out courts. And we wiped out all the courts, created new ones, wiped them out again. You have a flip-flop in the legislature, so you have a supernormal replacement of legislators. Summation is that you lose all of the institutional memory of the government.
So the new blood comes in, they don't realize what's going on.
Okay, now in Merrill versus Sherburne, the judiciary says, oh, this is a breach of the separation of powers. I could go into it in a lot more detail.
Of course.
But basically they lie.
And aggregate more power to themselves.
Aggregate more power to
themselves. As government will.
And say that the legislature can't hear petitions for redress against the judiciary.
Which is why now in the aughts, a couple of years ago, when this redress panel that you guys have created just recently.
Committee.
With this redress committee has been created recently, the head of the district courts in New Hampshire, Edwin Kelly, comes out and writes an article, an op-ed for the top newspaper in the state, coming out of vehement opposition to this because he knows it's a threat to their power.
Oh, of course. God forbid the people, the legislators should know how they're abusing the people. Now.
Or they'd be held to any kind of account.
And, right.
Boy, are they, let me tell you.
I know. Believe me, the Redress Committee has heard more than just a little. So what happens is over the period of the 19th century, the people are no longer get redress against the courts in the general court, And the court itself starts hearing petitions for redress against the other parts of government. And they are faster than we are. We're the legislature. We are necessarily characteristically slow and clumsy.
It was designed to be
slow and clumsy, yeah. Yes. We're supposed to be slow and clumsy.
The intention was to keep it from growing too quickly, sadly. And, you know, it worked in New Hampshire more than it has in other states, but sadly it has not been entirely effective over the course of 200 years.
So they are hearing these problems, or they're hearing these complaints against government faster, albeit at a cost. And so the people get used to that, and it's a lot of work, and during the early part of the 20th century, the laws governing due process and redress of grievances just kind of got dropped in the 1925 recodification. No hearing, no nothing, and
people just forgot about it.
Yep.
So it's back.
So I was challenged to write a commentary for the Constitution of New Hampshire, and lo and behold, I saw this thing, redress of grievances. Look at that! We're supposed to be hearing when the people are injured by the government. It's, in fact, our first duty. We convene to hear petitions for redress and to make needful laws.
They're pretty good at lawmaking.
Well, I hope it continues. I think if the head judge is against it, then it's a good thing. And
he's now the most powerful judge in the state.
Oh, boy. That's no good. Now, look. I know I've heard that they're going to try to stop this, like that there are forces afoot that don't want this redress committee to continue. What are the chances that this could be put to sleep again? Like, what are the chances this is going to be over next year?
If Speaker O'Brien becomes Speaker again, it will continue.
I guess we'll find out.
If somebody else gets put in there, it is very likely to disappear.
Well, we shall see what happens. Dan, thanks for sitting in with us here tonight.
Can we do another one? Because I want to tell the process.
Maybe.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. In these remaining moments, we can stick it in at 855-453. We're here live at the Liberty Forum, the 2012 edition. We'll be here all weekend, broadcasting Friday and Saturday nights. And, of course, you can join us at any time online at freetalklive.com. Our number again, 855-453. And joining us here on the third mic, Dan Itza is with us tonight. He is one of the state legislators, 12 years now in the state legislature, and or the general court, as it is called here in New Hampshire. We're kind of talking about some of the things that make New Hampshire really a unique place. And this is the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, so you're probably going to hear a little bit more about New Hampshire than the average Free Talk Live. But we also have guests that are going to be on talking about national matters of importance. But there's something happening here in New Hampshire that's really unique, and it sure would be nice if something like this happened in other places, but odds are it won't. So if you want it to continue, come to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and get active here so we can continue on this path of trying to hold these government goons accountable as they continue to just run roughshod over top of people's liberties and freedoms. And that's why the Grievance Committee was formed to allow people to air their grievances in front of a legislative panel that can then make recommendations, as I understand it, to the full legislature. And Dan, what can this panel do? Like, ultimately, I mentioned to you that I've been banned from the entire property of the court. I can't even go in the parking lot. I can't even stand on the sidewalk out front of this place. It's crazy. But it's at the order of the sheriff. I haven't been convicted of anything. He just gave me a piece of paper saying that you can't come back here. If so, we'll arrest you and charge you with trespassing. And it's because we say that you've been harassing someone, even though you haven't been convicted of harassment or whatever.
And be sure to keep paying your taxes.
Right, yeah. Keep paying for my office while you can't use, you know, the services that we're supposedly providing to you. So it seems like a clear violation of freedom of the press, clear violation of, you know, the right to assemble. I mean, all kinds of obvious constitutional violations. If this were to go in front of the grievance panel and the grievance panel were to say, yeah, clear violations, what would come after that? Like, what in theory could happen to the sheriff in this case?
Well, let's back up a little bit. How would you do this?
Okay.
Okay. People don't just go and submit petitions to the legislature. Legislation can only be introduced by a legislator.
Got it.
So you would go and find a legislator who agreed with you that your constitutional rights, some statutory privilege, had been violated, that the individual in question had acted under the color of law.
Mm-hmm.
Some manner in which you had been injured by a member of government.
Right.
So he now takes this petition, if it's right now under this current rules, if it was at the proper period of time, he could just enter it with all other legislation. If you're outside of the few weeks that we can enter legislation, then he would have to bring it before the Rules Committee and say, this is why it needs to be entered now, because it happened after the drafting period.
People's rights are being destroyed
right.
constantly.
Something that makes it present and urgent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go before the Rules Committee, we'll say, and you just give a the rep gives a brief summary of what the grievance is.
Yep.
And the rules committee says, yep, we'll let it in, or no, we won't. You have to go back and tell us a better legislative. One of the things you have to do is have a legislative remedy, something that the legislature is actually authorized to do as a response. They don't want to just listen for the sake of listening.
Yeah. So what could that entail?
Well, let's go through the whole. So we'll say it's granted. Now you and the legislator have to sit down and produce for the chairman of the committee a succinct summary.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at it and say, yeah, I think this is something that the committee really needs to spend time on. We'll say that happens. He says, yep, that's really good. So now you and the legislator sit down and create a 3 to 5 page summary, including any attachments of documents that demonstrate that what you say happened really did happen.
Mm-hmm.
So in your instance, you would attach a copy of the order.
Right.
That says, yes, I was ordered not to come on court property. Now you go before the committee and you tell what happened, you state your case, and this is how you were injured. If the committee now says, yeah, there's really something here, we got to find out what really happened, they will then invite the other party,
right,
the injuring party, in to make their case of why they had the power to do this or whatever.
So would they then ask that person, you know, how in the Constitution were you...
Or by what statute did we give you the power to? Or, you know, what authorized you to do this? How are you not violating freedom of the press?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay. In the event that was finally found in your favor... By the committee, they would recommend for the next legislative session, a change in the law that makes it clear that they can't do that, or
could they in theory remove one of these people from their
office? They could enter a bill of impeachment, or if what you happened outside of regular duties, a bill of address.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they could, as a result of your petition, and that is something that people are asking for, is impeachment of particular
judges
or, in fact, one that was entered, I can't remember if it was this week or it must have been the week before. It was a petition against 5 judges and 3 marital masters and 2 JALs.
Yep.
Well, then... Though the GALs are not impeachable, but and it's questionable whether the masters are impeachable, but the judges are certainly impeachable. So a result of that could be an impeachment of a judge.
And if a judge is impeached, does that mean they get to continue on the bench? Or
no, it means that they can never serve in the government of New Hampshire ever again.
So do they not get their pension?
That is not... There's nothing in the Constitution that says so, and there's good reason.
They do get the pension, or says they don't?
That says nothing. It's silent.
I see.
And the reason is that at the time that the Constitution was written, pensions were only granted by the legislature 1 year at a time.
Hmm. Interesting.
And that's the way the Constitution is really written. So we would each year we would vote to give Joe Schmo $100.
That's not
pension.
That, huh?
Well, we created a
complicated.
We created a modern pension system, and made it so that we authorize it year to year.
So the pension system could be unauthorized as a whole. Is what you're saying?
Of course it could.
But that would be nice because that costs a lot of money, by the way.
Or you could change this system. You could change this organization. You could say we're setting up a 401k style thing, and the legislature at any time will put into it whatever the legislature has in its back pocket.
That's the only expedient solution to the problem we have today, because hellfire and brimstone would rain down if you just decided to stop funding pensions.
Right.
But the 401k is fair and expedient. So let's change gears here. This grievance panel or the committee is a good thing. I hope it continues on, and I hope
darn
that we
well
see
better.
I hope that we see some positive action taken against these aggressors in the government. But, you know, you're here at the Liberty Forum. It's a Free State Project event. How have things changed in New Hampshire in the last, half a decade that you've been observing since as these Free Staters, Liberty activists have been moving in?
Well, we had a funny thing happened up in the legislature. We, over the past 2 terms, and flip-flops have always occurred over 2 terms, we've had a flip-flop in the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
It means that instead of getting rid of the usual one-third or exchanging the usual one-third that we do every year, we have over the course of 4 years exchanged about two-thirds twice.
Wow.
That leaves us with a historical opportunity. Every time, both times in the past that we've had a flip-flop in the legislature, the people have lost liberty. It doesn't mean that you lose liberty. It means that you can change the paradigm of government.
That makes sense. Sure.
Knowing the power of the opportunity, I've worked with others that in this time, instead of losing liberty, we have restored liberty. We have restored a Constitution Committee to make sure to the degree possible that we are passing only constitutional laws, that we have a force for removing unconstitutional laws, and we have reinstituted the process of redress of grievances. We have changed the paradigm of government. We must continue it so that it becomes our habit rather than aberration.
So would you say that moving more liberty-minded people here would be helpful to that?
Well, since this legislature has about 40 or so members that are here either as members of or closely associated with the Free State Project mm-hmm. and the Liberty Alliance, I'd say yeah, it's had an effect.
Yeah. So let's the libertarian veto.
Do you remember HCR 6 three or so years ago?
Right.
The outburst in the gallery? There are at least 20 members that are on the floor of the House that day were in the gallery of the legislature.
I'll tell you what, Dan, it's always interesting having you on. A constitutional expert, appreciate your time tonight. We're done for this evening for our first night from the 2012 Liberty Forum, but more coming up tomorrow. We'll be here all weekend long talking to all manner of liberty-minded people still to come. We're going to hopefully talk to folks like Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture, as well as Carlos Miller, the famous or the infamous photographer who stands up for the freedom to record. We'll hopefully talk to them. Maybe tomorrow night. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
You're on FreeTalk Live. That was awesome. Pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at WeUseCoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at SpendBitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via SpendBitcoins.com, FreeTalk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at AU.SpendBitcoins.com. Once again, that's SpendBitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.